We're coming at you live for episode 3 of the G Squared Unfiltered podcast. I'm here with my co-host,
Garrett.
and I am Garrett. We're here watching the Stars game, game 4, trying to take a 3-1 lead over here.
So if you hear us freak out during the episode, that would be why.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of oohs and ahs and that's bullshit and stuff
Yeah.
like that. So you
And
ready to
it
hear
would
that?
be episode 4, but episode 3 accidentally got deleted, lost in the archives. Something happened. We could not find it.
Yeah.
So it was never able to get posted.
So we're coming at you with our new version of episode 3 just
Yeah.
a week later. And a lot of playoff action later. A lot of
A
things have
lot
happened
of ha a
since the
lot
last
has
time we
happened.
talked. I think the last time we talked, we were just starting or in the beginning of
We're
the
about to start the
OKC.
Western Conference Finals. Yeah.
Yeah. You're finishing up the OKC Thunder series with the Mavs and the Nuggets versus Timberwolves, which I believe one of us had the Timberwolves and one of us had the Nuggets. So I'm sitting pretty over here
Yeah.
for looking good. We never did our
But
predictions
you
before.
also took Vancouver and I took Edmonton,
True,
so
so now we're even.
eat dick.
Yeah. Well, yes, now we're even, I
But I can
guess.
tell you I'm taking Edmonton no more.
I can tell you, we also, yeah, we're not taking Edmonton anymore. And then we also were wrong about the Rangers. They just keep doing it to us.
Yeah, the Rangers aren't going to win that series. It's Florida Panthers all the
You
way.
got the We're still going against the
Give me
Rangers.
Bob. Give me Bob in net.
We need a Stars goal is what needs to
Yeah, we
happen.
do.
We're currently in the second period with 17 minutes, 18 seconds left.
We
With
jumped out to a 2-0 lead and then just immediately let it evaporate. So that was not a lot of fun sitting on the couch for that.
Seems to be a theme in a lot of Stars games, or the other team either gets up a couple goals and we come all the way back and win. So I'm interested to see how this shakes out. Obviously,
Yeah.
hopefully it shakes out for the best. So I get to go on Friday to the game to a 3-1 series and try to
Watch them
clinch
clinch
it.
it. That'd be
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of clinching, Mavs had a chance last night and just,
Yeah, let's get into that.
I mean, you can't be upset being up 3-0 now 3-1, but not winning on your home court last night and just stomping on them, that was a little disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, you had to know that Minnesota was going to play their best game that they've played so far. I mean, you'd know that they did not want to get swept whatsoever. Where they're looking for any sign of life that they can get. Stars playing good on offense to start the second period.
Yeah, I'd say the only like well the only like well I guess there's multiple good things for Mavs because they're up 3-1, but the fact that Kyrie shot so terrible yesterday
Oh,
and they
yeah.
still had a chance to win.
I mean, I think we shot going into the second half, I believe we were shooting below 40%, and the Timberwolves were shooting almost 60%, and it was a tie game.
Yeah, I
And
remember looking
that's.
at one point Kyrie was like 6 of 18 from the field and like 1 of 5 or 1 of 6 from 3. It's just like
I mean, we couldn't.
if you're going to have that bad of a game and still have a chance to win.
Well, especially in, like, we couldn't make a shot in the fourth quarter, and Karl-Anthony Towns came out for, like, that 3-minute spurt and hit three
Yeah.
threes, and that kind of just shifted the momentum of the game. Like, I felt pretty good about the Mavericks going into the fourth quarter just because we've been so damn good in the playoffs in the fourth quarter throughout the postseason. But I guess, and the regular season, too.
That's
But.
what, even when Kawhi, like I looked at his numbers and he was so terrible, I was like, oh, fourth quarter's about to start, he's about to cook. He just never got in the kitchen.
Yeah. But. Cat hit some big threes last night, a couple very contested ones that just happened to hit the bottom of the bucket. There's nothing you can do about that except make shots on the other end, but we did
Yeah,
not
I think
do
he
that.
played like 29 minutes and had 25 points because he took some of the dumbest fouls I've ever seen to take himself out of that game.
Yeah, I know.
And then just fourth quarter, he goes nuclear to have everybody forget about it.
Yeah, he went nuts. If they ended up losing that game, he probably would have gotten a lot of attention for all those fouls he was
Which,
picking
as he
up.
should have, because he took at least two, I think even three, just like extremely stupid fouls.
I think you think Luka wants to do a a la Suns on the Timberwolves, take it at their place
Yeah, and
by
I
a
mean,
20 or
I
30
like our
point.
chances a lot in game five.
Yeah, I think we win game five too. I feel pretty confident, especially if we get Derek Lively back. That
Yeah, that's a
guy,
huge X
yeah.
factor.
I mean, that guy is, he's going to be so good. He's like already so impactful as a rookie. Like, They are scared to go in the paint when he's sitting in the middle of the paint. But when Gafford kind of scares him a little
Yeah,
bit.
well, Gafford the other day
But
blocked Towns on back-to-back shots in the same possession.
yeah.
That was nice.
My thing about Gafford is he gets a lot of like highlight reel blocks and then also gets lost on the defensive end the next play. And I'm
Yeah.
like with
I just
Derek
think
Lively, they
Lively's
see.
more athletic.
Well, yeah, and he's 7 foot 1. Gafford's probably like 6 foot 9. Like Luka's almost as tall as him. But Lively's got a lot more length and a lot more athleticism to contest shots in the paint, which is what we need right now. They were feasting on Dwight Powell and Maxi Kleber last game in the
Yeah,
paint, so.
which that's not too surprising.
Yeah, I mean, we dominated. We led the series by like a ridiculous amount of points in the paint for the first three games, and then they took control of the paint last night. And what do you know, Derek Lively was out of the game. So
Yeah.
that's about as much of a direct connection as you can get for the most part.
And I would say that that was also probably the first game I feel like this series that Anthony Edwards has really looked back to what all the talking heads were talking about him being. Because game three, when he was just gassed walking up and down the, or no, game two, what game did Luka hit that game with? That was game two,
Yeah, game two,
when he
yeah.
was just walking up and down the court. And then Luka hits that shot with like 2 seconds left, and then they inbound it, and he doesn't even take the final shot. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, hopefully. I saw that he was defending Luka a bit more last night than, because he was defending Kyrie for the first three games, but
Which
he
I was
was.
kind of surprised he wasn't on Luka to begin the series, but.
I'm interested to see what the Mavs' adjustments to that will be. I would assume they probably try to hunt some fouls more if Luka's matched up on Anthony Edwards, because if you're able to get him out of the game, the Timberwolves' offense kind of just stutters. And it's just like.
Yeah, I also think, like, I got a lot of confidence just because, like I said, the Mavs shot terribly. Still had a legit chance to win.
Yeah, Kyrie's points might not be a bad bet to look at for Thursday,
And
that's
they
for
need to
sure.
win this sooner than later because no matter what, the final start, what, the 8th, I think it is, next Thursday.
Yeah, they
So
have a
they need
they need the
to get some
rest.
time off.
Oh, nice
Oh,
save, Adi.
just a fucking breakaway, and he stones them.
Oh, wrap around attempt, but he blocks it again. You need to get the puck back and send it to the other side.
Yeah,
Baseline.
we need to get some momentum back in this Stars game.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, I do. I really think the Mavs win on Thursday tomorrow night, and I'm really, really excited for the game tomorrow. I'm so pumped. And Friday, either way the Stars games goes, Friday's gonna be a super important game.
Yeah. I thought they played tomorrow, Mavs.
That's what I meant. The
Yeah,
Mavs play
Thursday.
tomorrow. I'm excited for
Oh,
tomorrow, and
yeah, and
then the
Stars play
Stars on
Friday.
Friday, either way, are gonna have a really important, I guess, important game for the Mavs as well.
I think this is extremely important because you want to win sooner than later to give Luka time to heal for the
Yeah,
finals.
and we've had a lot of injuries with Lively and Kleba, and I'm sure they're not 100% either. I'm sure, well, assuming Lively comes back tomorrow, I'm sure he won't be 100%, but.
Yeah, we just need to close that out to get the rest. Which in the Eastern Conference, I don't, did you see any of those games? Because, yeah, the Celtics swept them, but they probably could have easily lost two of those games for
Yeah,
sure.
if not, if it
That
wasn't
game
for
one, they definitely should have
awful
lost.
execution the last 2 minutes of the game, like.
Yeah. And Jason Tatum, man, people keep talking about how he's all this, all that. He's a good player. He's not on that pedestal of absolutely elite that a lot of people think he is. That dude can disappear like Casper the Ghost. And Jaylen Brown bailed him out in game one.
Yeah, I think statistically that they're one of the top, like if you go by, they're one of the top five teams all time or something like that. I was reading the other day, 5 or 10.
This year's Celtics
Which,
team?
yeah,
I would not
because
believe
their
that
average,
at
like,
all.
well, I know, like I'm just saying statistically, and but a lot of it is
But they've
because the
also played
East,
nobody worth a shit
well,
in
yeah,
the
that's why.
playoffs.
And I think obviously the East, which is most of their regular season games, is much lesser of a good conference than the West.
Yeah. I think I could probably sit here and come up with 10 teams I would rather take than that team.
Yeah, it's just because their point average win was by like 12 or 13 points throughout the regular season, which is probably a lot to do with how weak the East is.
Yeah, but if the Mavs play them, I feel very confident about them, which obviously they should. I feel confident in the Mavs.
Yeah.
And another team I feel confident in is the Stars, which it would be great if they both won it all after the Rangers
Yeah, that would
baseball
be sick.
wins it all, and then you just got Jerry Jones being a fucking idiot with the Cowboys.
I saw Dak said something, like he had a some reporter asked him about it in the press conference, because it was like full season since Dallas teams have made the conference finals, and it was like Rangers 0, Stars 0, Mavs 0, like 0 full
Yeah,
season.
Cowboys like 26 or
And Cowboys,
28, something like that.
yeah, and then like I guess that was brought up to Dak, and he was like, "Yeah, obviously it puts some more pressure on us." Like, yeah, dude, but that
Yeah, but
Cowboys
it
aren't
should
gonna.
put pressure on the fucking front office, because every like all those teams that we just mentioned, like the Stars, the Mavs, and the Rangers, have good GMs, and like that's their job is to be the GM. And then the Cowboys just got a fucking dumbass from Arkansas who thinks he can be the owner and the GM. Like, hey, maybe it's time to give it up and actually get someone in here that knows football. Because you clearly don't. He went, at the beginning of the offseason, he said he's going all in for this team this year and then didn't fucking sign anybody in free agency.
Yeah.
Like, what is his definition of all in?
I don't know. But yeah, they definitely need to take like a Mavs approach. Mark Cuban kind of was like, okay, I'm done with Donnie. I'm done with myself. I'm going to take a big swing and hire a guy from Nike, an
Yeah.
executive from Nike.
And
It's worked out
it's
pretty
paid
well.
dividends immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's definitely worked out better. But the Cowboys, they already threw their towel in for this season. They're going to be good, not great, as
Yeah.
usual.
They're going to be just good enough to string you along. They'll make the playoffs, probably not winning the division, but it's a wild card. Or they'll win the division, and then they'll lose more than likely the first round of the playoffs, but if not by the second round, like
Yeah.
that's just it's who they are until proven otherwise. And
That
that's like we didn't grow up, our parents and older people, like they grew up knowing that the Cowboys were good. Oh, they won Super Bowls, this, that, and the other. Well, they haven't fucking won shit in our lifetime.
Yeah, they
So,
haven't
like,
done nothing.
that's not how I see them.
No. The CM as a good, not great
Yeah.
team.
And I don't even, I honestly don't think Jerry really cares about winning anymore.
No,
I think that
profit margins.
he's won like he wanted to a bit early. And then now he's just about making money, and the Cowboys are always going to make money. So, I don't. I think he's lost that drive and lost that care to try and win.
Yeah, probably. I mean that we could do an entire podcast on the Dallas Cowboys offseason failures this
Yeah.
year, free agency and not extending, and but maybe they have a plan in mind, and I don't know, I don't want to get too far into it, but
Yeah.
not extending Dak kind of just made it like either Dak proves it this year or we're getting rid of him after next year.
Yeah, but who are they going to bring in to where he's just better? Like, they missed the window of when he was on his rookie deal.
Yeah, I mean that, but like the thing is, like they had to add free agents and sign their own players. But Dak had like a $48 million dead cap hit, which is like pretty much a fourth of what you of the salary cap in the NFL.
Yeah, but I'm saying their true window with him would have been when he was still on his rookie deal.
Oh yeah.
Like his rookie season, they were not the number one seed in the whole playoff in the whole NFC, and then Aaron Rodgers came to town and hit that crazy Hail Mary type pass on the sidelines. They kicked the field goal, they win.
Yeah.
But like that era would have been when the Matt or Cowboys window really was.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. They didn't. They had the option to extend them and free up some more cap room, but they didn't make that decision. Stars on a bright
Oh.
play, and they messed it up.
That would have been huge.
But the
Still tied at
Cowboys just
two.
stood pat this offseason, deciding they're not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
So that's what we're riding into next year with. But yeah, I don't know. Mavs got to close it out. They got to close it out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gotta
They
get.
need to get a break in before the finals start.
Yep.
And they're good enough, and they're obviously, like, they can win on the road. They've proven that. Like, just go ahead and do it in the season. Don't give them any hope.
Luka likes playing on the road. Gives him a good competitive edge. Rudy Gobert was talking a lot of mess the other night.
Yeah, I can't stand that
I can't
fucker.
Believe he was talking mess out of all people. But
he's coming really close to overtaking Kelly Olynyk of my least favorite basketball player. But, like, with the COVID thing where he's joking around, touching all the microphones, and then next thing you know, the league gets shut down. And now, like, I kind of feel like some of my hatred for him isn't his fault necessarily, but he wins all these defensive player of the years, and like everyone talks about how great he is, and he just gets fucking cooked when it comes to playoff time and defense. Mm-hmm. Like he's borderline, he's a liability out there. All they do is switch it on him to where he's on a guard, and the next thing you know, that guard just has free reign of what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
Rudy is not a polarizing player whatsoever, and it's crazy because what he's won three defensive player of the year.
Yeah, and even like last game, he was like acting all tough after one of these fouls, and like one of the games in Minnesota, like he hard fouled Luka like twice and started talking shit. It's like, dude, quit acting like you're this tough guy. You're just a fucking 7 foot bitch. Mm-hmm. Who, if you weren't 7 foot tall, you'd probably be flipping burgers at McDonald's. Like you are not talented at the game of basketball.
No, what's crazy is he's literally like got to be the worst player on offense. Like when he can't even do anything on offense unless he's 2 inches away from a basket. But and then on defense, obviously, especially in the playoffs, they just pick and roll him to death. They just have him out, just call for a screen on your big, get Rudy on your guard, and then go to work.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
That's what like. How do you win Defensive Player of the Year if you are, like, the focal point of what the other team's trying to do is just get you out in a mismatch to where you can't do anything? Maybe Defensive Player of the Year should never go to a big man then. Like, I don't know. But him winning multiple times is just a disgrace.
Well, Wimby can guard.
Well, yeah, he's athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Gobert's not athletic. He's 7 foot tall.
Yeah, I think that this new wave of centers is going to be athletic. But I mean, they're going to have to be to guard one. They're going to have to because of how much they switch in the NBA.
Yeah, they're borderline going to have to be because that's how they're going to get drafted.
Like, yeah, like Chet, he can switch. Wimby can switch. That's what we're going to be seeing. That guy that's going to go in the draft this year, Alex Saar.
He might
be able to switch.
Apparently, there's some other phenom overseas that's only like 16 years old. He's like 2 years away from being drafted, but
yeah, I saw
he's that. Already like some 6'8 freak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll be hearing about him in the coming years for sure.
Yeah.
As usual. But I don't know. Mavs got to close it out tomorrow night. Stars got to close it out tonight. Go up 3-1, and I'm feeling good about life.
Yeah.
Feeling real good about life.
And as the season's winding down, I know we're going to talk about some more, but it's great that the Rangers are finally getting hot.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers, because that's going to be what the whole Metroplex is talking about watching next. So they've got to figure it the fuck out, and they have started to. Corey Seager, 8 home runs in 8 straight games.
Yeah. The Rangers got to figure it out, but they're also dealing with so many injuries.
It's yeah.
unreal, but...
But I'm just saying, yeah. Oh my God.
That was so close.
I'm just saying, I'm glad they're starting to figure it out before the whole Metroplex starts watching every game.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be a good time right now to figure it out.
Yeah. I think we might be going on the power play.
That's what I was thinking. Are we about to get a hit? It looks like we might be going, getting a...
The way that
the
they're
Oilers
bitching.
Might be getting a penalty here.
Although they've done nothing but kill off our penalties. Maybe this one will be different.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you think the whole state of or the whole country of Canada is rooting for Edmonton? I was talking about this the other day, I think with my dad. He's like, oh, and they're going to have the whole country behind them. I don't think they are. I think only Edmonton and Canada wants them to win.
Yeah.
I think all the rest of them are like, well, fuck it. If it's not us, it's nobody.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too. I mean, aren't the, especially in Canada, they're heated rivals with the Canadian teams. I would never, like...
That's what I told my dad. Like I was like, I don't give a fuck who OU would be playing. Yeah, I would never in a million
like, I would
years
never
root,
root for Texas.
Them.
I would always root. I was always rooted the team playing against Texas.
That was like what 2 years ago when OU and A&M was playing in the national or in the semifinals of baseball.
Yeah,
I was rooting for fucking Al Qaeda to bomb Nebraska.
Yeah, I was about to say I don't know if I could ever root for A&M or Texas.
Yeah,
I would not be wishing. I would actually just hope it was a tie. Both teams lost somehow.
Can both buses break down before the game or something? Like, get the hell out of here with that.
But at least besides Texas A&M, I would root against Texas any day of the week for sure. But yeah, I don't think I could, like, especially in hockey, especially in Canada, where hockey's such a massive
thing.
Yeah,
like, that's their thing. Like, that's their football.
Mm-hmm. I could never see myself rooting for a heated rival to win.
And I would never want to.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's not, and it's like, I'm sure the Thunder fans won't be rooting for the Mavs when
Oh,
they,
hell no.
if we go to the finals, and I'm sure they won't be like, oh, they're a Western Conference team. We got to root for them.
Especially after they were talking all this shit, thinking that they were just gonna go. And that's an, like, everyone talks about how young the Thunder are, which, yeah, they are, but, like, SGA is older than Luka. Like, the Mavs are very young, too, so it's not like they're just gonna go away.
Yeah, the Mavs are extremely young. We've got PJ Washington and Gafford
Yeah.
on that we'll have three more deals on e three more years on each
That's
of
what, I
them.
feel like the Thunder fans are a little, like, I don't know if naive is the right word, but to where they think, like, oh, well, our window's just, like, just now opening and all this, which, yeah, it could be, but, like, you know, eventually Wemby's going to be coming on. Like, there's going to be other teams in the West. It's not going to be like it was this year, every year.
Yeah, the Mavs are one bucket getting guard. If Jaden Hardy can turn into that, that'd be awesome. But one bucket getting guard off
Yeah.
the bench away from being like a consistent like
Yeah, now they
top
got
level
a
team.
rim protector lob threat. Like, that's all Luka's wanted and needed
They
since he
got
stepped on the court,
they
and they've
and
got
then
him.
of course Derek Lively, guy's a monster. Can't wait to see how he turns out over the next couple of years. He's just gonna get bigger and stronger. Maybe learn how to shoot a little bit, and that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Which I saw a video of him the other day. He hit 5 out of 6 threes. Obviously, I don't want him to shoot it in a game yet, but it's nice to
Yeah,
see
that
it.
was, we had one of our friends, Brooks, like, oh, if they could just learn how to shoot in practice. It's like, oh, in practice, they got no problem making the threes.
Oh,
It's just
dude.
they've got to translate it to the game.
I
And
bet.
that's a lot longer of a process than what
Yeah.
some people
Like,
think.
Lively shot like 50% from the free throw line this year. I bet he can nail 15 to 20 free throws in a row in practice.
Yeah.
But it's obvious it's not the same whatsoever.
Why did Ben not just touch that puck if we have a penalty coming?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't have. Oh, he was offsides. As I say, we don't have penalty.
That'd be nice. I thought we were gonna get a penalty right there,
Well,
but
the ref had his hand up, and Ben wasn't touching the puck. It was because he was offsides. He was just standing
yeah.
there waiting for Edmonton to touch the puck. But
Wow.
in other news, did you see the Scottie Scheffler news that the charges are getting dropped?
Yeah, as usual.
As usual, did you see the
No,
video? He did nothing.
that's what I meant. Like I don't like he did nothing at all,
Oh, I
and
thought you were saying as usual as a shot at Texas or something.
oh no, not at all. No, I'm saying that he was accused of all this mess of all this different stuff, and then like the video came out, and it was just completely different than
Like,
what
it
had
couldn't have
been.
looked worse for
Yeah.
that cop if he wanted it to. Like, the fact that they even arrested him to begin with
Yeah, it's
is
just
insane.
ridiculous. Yeah, that's a good idea of the week, whoever that police officer
Yeah. And the
is.
worst part is the motherfucker probably just got, like, a little slap on the wrist and, like, paid leave, which is essentially just a paid vacation. Like, fucking ruin that guy's life. That's how they're gonna get it figured out.
Yeah, Scotty was definitely screwed there, and that was messed up to happen to him in the
Yeah,
middle
and, like,
of
he's, like, easily the one player that, like, when something like that happened in golf, everyone's like, oh, I highly doubt that that fucking
we have a
happened.
penalty coming
Yeah, I
up.
saw that.
Nice.
Going on the power play, we got to score here.
Yeah, we got a score here going into the third period. That would be massive. That would be so massive.
But I feel like out of all players on the PGA Tour, if you told me one of them was about to get arrested, I would go through every single name on the list before I got to Scottie Scheffler. So, like, the fact that that happened, it was already a little fishy. And then the police guy's body camera was off, so it's like, all right, what the fuck? And then you see the video of it, and just like, I want to know how he ruined his shorts. Like, how did he need $80 for shorts?
Yeah, that was insane.
But I am happy he got dropped for Scotty. He's just now a dad. He doesn't have to worry about this anymore. But that was absolutely ridiculous, and it ruined a great PGA because,
Yeah, he was just mentally out of it after that. Like,
And,
yeah.
like, yeah, he played good on Friday, but Saturday was when it was really, like, the adrenaline ran off, and he was had a new caddy with him, so, like, that's when he really went downhill.
Yeah. Well,
Look
cool.
at this. Stars are 0 for 7 this round on the power
I
play.
don't know. We got to get one here, I think.
Maybe even a fucking chance. I
What happened?
think they were offsides.
Does that make sense? Oh man, please, Stars, please. You got to take advantage of a power play. We can't go
Yeah.
0 for 8 on power
It would
plays.
be absolutely huge if both Dallas teams could go up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. That would be absolutely huge.
The Stars and the Mavs. The Mavs are one win away, and the Stars are 2 wins away from Dallas just being absolutely bonkersville for the
Like, this
next
has
few
to be
weeks.
what, like, the Boston, New England, Massachusetts area felt like during their heyday.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. I've never seen like what we've lived. We had the Mavs went to the finals twice.
But also, I feel like nobody in Dallas has really felt this because, like, the Stars won in '99, never really got, and I think 2000 they might have lost in the conference finals, but, like, recently, like, that run that they had the COVID year was the farthest they'd gone. And then the Mavs with 06. I guess maybe 2011 could kind of be because the Mavs won it and the Rangers lost it. So it was like two teams that were in it. But
Well, the Mavs went to the conference finals a couple of years ago, but everybody knew they weren't gonna.
yeah.
They
But I
weren't
was saying
gonna
like 2011, they had like two teams playing for it. Like when the
Yeah.
Mavs won it and then the Rangers lost. That was a terrible loss that they had against the Cardinals too. Oh
Please.
my God, a fucking shorthanded goal.
God.
God, that fuck used to play in Dallas too.
Are we giving up shorthanded
Yeah,
goals?
we're kind of too good at that. We need to maybe quit it.
We have to score now.
Yeah, you can't go look at what happens.
Block off the goalie's chest.
Everyone was just going. They had a 2-on-1.
3-on-1, basically.
That's horrible. That'll take the life right out of you right there. A lot of hockey left. A lot of hockey left.
God, he was like an inch away with his stick from getting the pass. Nice. That was a nice pass.
Yeah, nothing really Andre can do there. Maybe don't give up a fucking 2-on-1 breakaway while you're on a power play.
All right, here we go. Let's score. We got 35 seconds left on this power play. Oh my gosh, just take the shot.
I do think I still like the Stars to win.
Tonight?
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, thinking Edmonton's gonna go 0 for 2 at their home ice, I think
I
that
mean,
they
if we
can.
put one in here pretty quick, I feel pretty confident.
I mean, they got 25 minutes to score. Hopefully it's sooner than later, but
We got about
I
six.
also like there should be a way that you can decline the penalties because clearly we don't need to be on a 5-on-4 against them. We don't create any chances.
Yeah. I mean, we're 19 shots on goal to 11 for
Yeah.
us. We're definitely struggling on the
You think
offensive
anyone's ever
end.
said that? They got it. Oh my
Oh my
God.
God, now we're down 4-2.
Now I don't know if we're gonna win.
Yeah, I don't think
Was that
so.
McDavid that scored?
20 shots on
I
goal to
hate how good
11.
he
They
is.
almost have double our shots on goal. What do you know? They have double our goals.
Yeah. We're fucking out shooting them 6-1 to begin the game. Now it's 20-11. They've got to weather this storm and get to the end of the period. I mean, this is just pathetic hockey right now. Absolutely pathetic.
Odinger. I mean, that was good offensive hockey.
Fucking Leon Draisaitl.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was going
He would have had an angle to pass that to Wyatt Johnson. That would have been a lot better.
in. We gotta quit fishing for rebounds. But yeah, now the Stars are down 4-2, and we're hoping for some life, some
Yeah,
sort of
and I feel
life.
like the life has just been taken out of us. They're up 2-0 5 minutes into this game. Four straight goals by Edmonton. It's pathetic.
I forgot how to play defense this series. Look, oh my
But we
God.
did. Oh, get
Is
in!
that in? Oh my
Oh.
God. How many attempts do we have right there?
But regardless, we did take back home ice advantage by winning yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah, I definitely.
So,
Well, it's nice.
although
I mean.
Ottinger sucked dick at home, not but he's a lot better on the road. So I don't know how much of an advantage that is, but at least we did regain it after losing game one in double overtime.
Yeah. I can't
God.
believe that didn't go in. Put some more float into the puck. Come on, man. Oh, he just flicked
I
it.
didn't really know if he hit that ball.
Yeah, I
Fuck.
don't think he did. From that angle, it looked like he just whiffed it and the air got to it and pushed it.
So what do you think? Mavs gonna or Stars gonna win this series?
Yes, I think the Stars are going to win the series. I think we win Friday night no matter what. Even if we're up, down, or not down. Even if the series is tied. I think we take Friday night.
Yeah, if you lose tonight, you have to win.
Friday.
'Cause then it just comes the best 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And the Mavs, I feel like we don't even really have to talk about that. The Mavs are gonna eventually win. It's just in how many games, and I hope it's 5.
Yeah, I hope it's 5 as well. I'm begging for a win tomorrow night. I'm literally on my knees over here begging the Mavs to freaking win tomorrow night so they can get some rest.
They
I'm sure they're
need
locked
it.
in right now. I hope
Also,
they're locked
like,
in.
I feel like the playoffs used to have a day off for travel. What the fuck happened to that?
Yeah, me too. Now it feels like, I mean, I guess they do technically have one full day,
But like you used to
but
have like a
I
day
feel,
off and a travel day, like
yeah.
maybe 2 days off when you're going from one town to the other.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that's definitely a little messed up,
They've just kind of gotten rid of that or something.
Yeah, they got them playing up every other day, but like workhorses now.
Yeah, which is, It's not good when you got a superstar banged up and a center that is hurt.
Yeah,
You need all
definitely
the
not
days off that
good.
you can get.
Yeah, it doesn't give you very much room for error. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we didn't put that puck in.
Yeah, that would have been huge.
I wish that, come on, man, go in between his legs and just find the back of the net. I can't believe we had a power play. Edmonton scored a shorthanded goal. Then immediately after the power play ended, they scored another goal.
Yeah, they pretty much scored like two shorthanded goals, it felt like.
Yeah.
The ice has been tilted in their favor since they scored that first goal to make it 2-1.
It's like 8 minutes in the first period.
And now I just feel like we're just white knuckling it trying to get to the third period down two.
You need to go in
I
down
mean, they got to
one.
find offense.
Yeah, this is embarrassing on the offense and the defensive side, to be honest. We're just not playing good all around.
Yeah.
We have to do something. We have to do something here. Come on.
You know what else starts tomorrow?
What?
The Women's College World
Women's Series.
Series, where this year is finally, hopefully, going to be the year that OU doesn't fucking win it all.
Well, brace for impact, buddy, because we're winning it all again.
I do think there's a chance that y'all don't, but god damn it.
Oh, I think there's a. I would. I don't know. This kind of sounds lame, but I do think there's like a 50-50 chance. Like,
Yeah, which I mean, in
and I
years
don't want to say
past.
that just because it's like, oh,
Well,
50% chance you win, 50% chance you lose. Like I'm
no,
saying,
I mean,
like,
I would say in years
yeah.
past, there's like a 75, 80%
Yeah.
chance you win. Like, there is a legit chance you don't win this year, but.
I mean, we're still a good squad. We just aren't as dominant
Yeah.
as we were
I was
before.
down in Austin last weekend for the Super Regionals, watched Texas play A&M, and I think that series took 10 years off my life.
Oh, it probably did, I'm
Fucking,
sure.
we lose game one. I wasn't down there yet, but I go down there for game two. We build up a comfortable lead. A&M ties it up. We go 9 innings. We win. Game three, we get a comfortable lead in the sixth again. Next thing you know, they hit a 800-foot home run in the seventh inning to make it a one-run game. And it was just like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. Like, but
I'm about to have a heart attack.
we escaped with the win. But yeah, that series took years off my life.
I'm sure it did. Especially, what was it, the sixth inning, game two? Was it the sixth inning or fifth inning where they put up 6 runs in one inning?
The
But,
sixth, though, we did like all our damage all weekend in the sixth
yeah,
inning.
I know. I was like, man, because A&M in the fifth inning, A&M came out and hit a 2-run blast to put them
Yeah.
up 5 runs, I think.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah, oh, A&M's got this in the bag. There's
And I
like
was
two
just,
innings left.
I was sitting there like, oh my God, I just came all the way down here. We might lose, and not only we might lose, but we might lose to A&M. Like, if there's two teams I will never want to lose to, it's OU and it's A&M. Like, I remember last year leaving the Cotton Bowl after we lost.
Yeah.
I was ready to try and beat the fuck out of any and every OU fan I came across. I'll admit it, I'm a sore loser and I hate fucking losing. Mm-hmm. And when we lose to one of those two teams, I am an even more sore loser.
Yeah, 100%. When I'm pissed for like a good couple months once if we lose to Texas.
Like, yeah. And like, I don't know if you've ever watched an OU like baseball or softball game. Or not OU, A&M baseball or softball game, but you know how they do that ball five, ball four type shit.
No, like after I've never a walk. Seen that.
So like before. After a walk they'll be chanting ball five and they keep chanting until the pitcher throws a strike. Mm-hmm. And they got up to like ball eight or ball nine, something like that during the game. And oh, was I ready to fucking kill the motherfuckers that were two, three rows in front of us. I can't. And then they're fucking bubbles. Mm-hmm. They got these bubble gun, bubble machine type shit that they do every single time they score, something good happens. God, I just fucking hate that school.
Yeah, I hate that school, and I have no respect for that school. Like, I hate Texas, but I have respect for them.
That's how I feel. Like, I hate OU. But I hate losing to A&M more because I don't respect them and I don't think they're a good team. So, like, at least when we lose to OU, like, I hate it. But at least, like, I know, like, hey, they're not a bad team. Like, they're respectful. Oh, or A&M just, they're fucking worthless.
Mm-hmm.
And they think fans, that they think that they're fucking 10-foot tall, bulletproof, and the greatest team ever. And they're not good at anything.
Yeah. No, they're not good at anything. And they have the most obnoxious fans in the history of the world.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see them have to pay, like, what, an 80 or however much, $70, $80 million buyout for Jimbo.
Yeah. Did you see a bar in Austin? I forgot the name of it. But you know the plaque that they, like, they gave to Jimbo Fisher?
Yeah.
The bar in Austin got it, and they have it just on the wall.
How'd they get it?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
I can't believe A&M let that out of the archives or anything.
I can't believe somebody.
And it's at their biggest rival's place. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the ultimate that's awesome.
Yeah, that actually is insane. I wonder how they got that. I can't believe A&M let that out of the building.
That's that's the type of shit that gets locked in a closet and burned. Or
what
types
if the trash guy for A&M was just technically like a Texas fan and he saw it in the trash and was like, I'm getting this out and I'm selling it to the biggest.
Which, like, how do you in the first place think that that's a good idea to make a fake national championship? Like,
I know, with no
your
date
team
on
hasn't
it.
Won it all since fucking 1939, and you're just like, oh yeah, this is gonna work. I mean, they got the fans to rile behind him, and then they gave him an extension, and then he just never did anything with it.
Yeah, he had a glorious run at Texas A&M. That was awesome. Just watch them spend all that money on recruits and coaching and everything and get so excited about their team, and then they just ended up being terrible.
Yeah, he could recruit, he couldn't develop.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know a thing or two about that.
Yeah, I know about that on the defense.
But also, we used to just recruit, like, we were just paper recruiting, like, getting the good athletes, not the good skill positions, and that's what you need.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what Alex Grinch would do on defense. We'd land a bunch of four-star cornerbacks and DNs, and I would get excited about them.
Yeah.
And then they'd end up transferring a year later because they weren't actually that good. And they'd transfer to, like, Louisiana Monroe or somewhere. It's like Texas State or, like.
I also, like, I know the state of Texas is a powerhouse for high school football, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like it's kind of a disservice recruiting those guys. Because, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, a good amount of them do end up panning out. But a lot of them have already reached their, like, athletic peak because they went to these freak high schools that already molded them into freak athletes to where, like, they can't really get that much better. That's where if you get other guys from other programs that are just, like these athletic gods, and then they get to an actual weight room and put actual weight on, like, that's when they really develop.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like is kind of a disservice with how much Texas high school football goes all out. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
yeah,
it does in my brain.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of the time in development, it definitely does come in the weight room and off-season work and that kind of stuff. Otherwise, they don't progress. But I am excited for football season. I can feel it.
I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because we're going to win it all.
Yeah. No, you're not. I don't know why I said yeah, but
I was like, fuck yeah, he's on board.
No, y'all are not winning it all this year.
What if we do? Will you shave your head bald if we win it all?
I thought last year was y'all's best chance to win it all.
I think this year is an even better chance.
You think so?
Yeah. I guess potentially not just on the teams that we would have to play in the finals. Like, I think Ohio State is a lot better. Ohio State, they're trying to do everything they can to buy themselves a national championship.
Yeah, they are.
So, like, they're going to be really good. I think Georgia will be good again. Oregon, I think, will be pretty good. But I think this year's Texas team will be better than last year's Texas team. But I think last year's teams might have played teams that weren't as good as they'll play in the playoffs this year. Because if we don't make a 12-team playoff this year, I think that's a borderline disappointment of a season.
I think that is a disappointment of a season, but I don't know. I don't know. I got to see Texas before I believe it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you on that. I say that with a lot of teams.
But I know that they have a ton of talent across the board, but they also lost a ton of talent. I know they have a ton of talent where they can just plug back in those positions, but I need to see that.
That's why, like, the talent that we lost, like, yeah, mm-hmm. but it's not, like returning the whole offensive line. I'm the most worried about defensive line.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
I want to get another guy in the portal for, like, that's good. He doesn't necessarily have to be a mm-hmm. starter, but, like, a good depth piece. Like, I don't want to take somebody just to take somebody, mm-hmm. but I want a good depth piece.
I stand on this, that you can't be a national title contender unless you have an elite D-line. I mean, yeah. I guess Washington last year, or maybe Oklahoma in years past, where there's only so far offense can take you.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, every single...
Like our defensive ends a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about the interior guys because, like, we lost the Outland Trophy and a first round pick both on the defensive line. Like, that's mm-hmm. a lot to replace.
I mean, I could really, if you have a dominant edge rusher, I'd much rather have a dominant D tackle than a dominant edge rusher.
Yeah, because the way that they affect the game mm-hmm. is so much different. Yeah,
it's much more impactful. So, that's one spot I get. That's really just where I'm different on with Texas. Like, I've got to see their interior D-line before I believe it. I can't name a national title or winner off the top of my head that hasn't had an elite D-line.
Yeah.
In the past.
The LSU D-line wasn't that great, but yeah. their offense was also mm-hmm. generational.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah, generational with a good enough defense yeah. where, like, it wasn't.
They just had to get a couple stops and they were going to yeah. win. Mm-hmm. And I don't think our offense is going to be as good as the
yeah, exactly.
2019
yeah.
LSU offense. So mm-hmm. we're going to have a better defense than that.
Yeah. But most of the title, they all have usually elite. I mean, they've also been Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia for the most part.
Yeah.
And they've all.
And even Michigan. Produced. Michigan has that. What's yeah. it? Mason Graham? Is that the dude's name? The dude that tackled for Michigan?
Yeah.
There's rumors that he was going into the portal this year. And, oh, I was so hoping he's going to end up in Texas.
Mm hmm. Yeah, Michigan's had a lot.
If he would have ended up at Texas, I would have been shouting from the rooftops that we're going to win the whole damn thing.
I was just happy that we beat out Texas for that one D lineman from TCU, Dominic Williams.
Yeah, that was a big get.
You know, but yeah, it cost us a nice $1 million.
So. Yeah, and then we took the lower guy from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know if I expect that much out of him.
No, he was going to be like a backup for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's what.
Still good.
At this point, like, that's what. I just want a backup good rotational piece. You don't have to.
Yeah, he was definitely a good rotational piece.
The best player in the mm-hmm. football, but just give me a good rotation piece.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited for Oklahoma's D line this year. I think they have a chance to be really good, but also they have a lot of unproven pieces as well, like a lot of just talented players. Like PJ Adewale.
Yeah.
He was the number one D lineman in his class, or D end in his class. He'll be starting next year, so it'll be nice to see how
yeah.
he looks.
What if Brim Venables kind of flutters again? Because y'all's schedule is tough. It is backloaded, so you got a chance to figure it out by then. But if he's, if he sputters, you think he's the murmur start? I don't think he'll get fired after next year,
but
do you think that the seat could get put on
mm-hmm.
low warm?
Yeah, I don't think he'll get fired. I think next year if we were in the Big 12 still and we struggled, he would get fired. But I think because of, or he would get fired, or his seat would be just extremely
I don't
hot.
know if he'd get fired next year regardless, unless you just like finish like under 500 and look terrible. But I think if you were in the Big 12 still, the seat would be a lot hotter than.
Yeah, and I think he gets a nice relief. I was worried a couple months ago before I put some thought into it. Like, I was like, well, what if people don't see? Because, like, I think Brandon is a good coach. He's brought a lot of dog to our team we didn't have before. Like, the Lincoln Riley days, our players were, like, we had really good offenses, but everybody was so soft. Like, we never really hit anybody hard. Like, the last big hit I can remember by a Lincoln Riley team was freaking CeeDee Lamb on offense laying out Mac Wilson. But
If y'all would have never ran Brent Venables out of town, you could have potentially had him running the defense with Riley one on the offense, and
Yeah,
that would have been
but they would
scary,
have
and I'm glad
fought.
that that didn't
I
happen.
don't think they would have worked out, 'cause Brent likes to tackle and practice to practice tackling, and Lincoln's teams don't tackle and practice 'cause he
I
doesn't
also
want
think that whenever Bob would have stepped down, if they were both there,
to.
the one that didn't get the head coaching job probably would have left for
Oh,
greener pastures.
100%.
So it probably never would have happened, but
Yeah.
in my mind, I would like
Theoretically.
to give OU shit about the
Well,
fact that
yeah.
it could have.
That's why Lincoln is the one that hires the DC. Well, I mean, it's because he's the head coach, obviously, but, like, he also has, like, most of the input on the DCs, and he doesn't like to tackle in practice. He doesn't like to risk injury on his players.
He's also kind of a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I also think it is, too. Yeah.
And you know what else he can't do? Smoke a brisket.
No, he can't smoke a brisket whatsoever. He can smoke you some beef jerky. That's
Yeah,
about it.
he has no idea how to cook at all.
No, he doesn't. He has no idea. I mean, he's hopefully he doesn't cook for any other. Actually, hopefully he cooks for all the recruits that go out there, so they look
So
for
they don't
greener
end up there.
pastures. So they realize, hey man, the food
That's
in
what
the Midwest or the South is pretty damn good.
I feel like that's kind of the re well, I think the main reason Dan Lanning stayed at Oregon instead of going to Bama is the fact that like the way college football has changed so much and NIL, like I'd much rather be backed in NIL at with Nike money than I would like car salesman money down in
Oh,
Tuscaloosa.
100%.
But also I think he's probably like, I'm fucking going against Lincoln Riley in recruiting right now for the whole West Coast. If I go down south, you're fighting against 15 other schools, like
Fighting against a bunch of dog recruiters down there. Yeah, you dominate the West if you're Dan Lanning. And he's the only coach on the, at least he's got the dog. Lincoln don't have any dog in him.
yeah. I'm very high on Dan Lanning. I like him a lot.
Me too. I thought he was going to be the Alabama head coach, to be honest,
That's
but
what I'm saying. I think if this will, I was gonna say if this happens 5 years ago, but 5 years ago, Saban, like even like at his age, Saban, the reason Saban retired is because of NIL. Like it's not that he didn't have any more left in the tank. He just didn't want to deal with this. So, and I think Lanning like kind of saw on the wall, like, hey, this school is backed by Nike, has all the money in the fucking world. Why would I leave that to go where my biggest booster is a fucking owns seven car dealership type
Yeah,
thing?
100%. Oh, you're starting to. Everybody was calling us Broklahoma, but we're spending now on people.
Yeah, now you sound like Brooks.
Yeah,
Just wait until
well,
y'all get passed up by like a third of the SEC in recruiting, and then
I don't think we will.
where do you think y'all finish in the SEC in recruiting this year?
I mean, we have done well recruiting the past couple of years. Brent's been pretty
Three
good.
and higher or four and lower? Really?
Is that how many teams in the SEC?
I don't even know.
You said a third.
16, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we would do better than fifth in the SEC.
So like not five, but four or better. I don't think that'll happen.
Who else recruits better than us besides? I guess Florida maybe could sneak in.
No, because Billy Napier is getting fired at the end of this year if he makes it that far, so their
Yeah.
recruiting's
Well, I
done
know
for.
Texas, Alabama, and Georgia would have better recruiting than us, no doubt.
Yeah. I think the other one that I guess could finish above y'all would be LSU, but I don't know with Brian Kelly. I think he's going to need a good year. So, yeah, I guess you could finish fourth.
Yeah. I mean, our recruiting has hit a major uptick since Brent Venables has been there.
Yeah. It's just because you're also recruiting the positions that you need to recruit now.
Yeah, we're not just recruiting a bunch of five-star wide
I
receivers.
say that as Texas might get the top like three receivers in the country this year.
Yeah.
That would be dope. But we need the fucking tackle from LSU or from Louisville.
Yeah, we've been recruiting defense so hard over the past couple of years. I'm excited. I think our DBs are going to be really good.
That's what, if there's two spots I have to worry about with Texas, it's DB, not as much, but extremely interior defensive line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know OU just landed a pretty big, the OU is recruiting in the trenches pretty well this recruiting class. I also like that Brent Venables takes a quarterback every year because Lincoln would only take one every other year because he didn't want to scare one off.
Yeah.
But Brent just is taking one. Actually, we took two last year. Take one this year.
Even though your quarterback room still isn't as good as ours?
No, because it's Jackson Arnold, a bunch of freshmen. Two freshmen.
We got Quinn, Arch, and then a freshman.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Hawkins is really athletic. Maybe he'll learn how to play quarterback more. Be all right.
Yeah.
Who knows? We got Kevin Sperry, too. We have two high four-star quarterbacks coming in. We'll be okay after Jackson Arnold. If we keep taking a quarterback every year, we better be okay.
Yeah, you better hope so. His first year, he saw a fucking tight end play quarterback in Red River, and he's like, this can't ever fucking happen again.
He was like, this ain't happening ever again. Never, ever, ever again. But whatever. Well, hopefully the Stars come back.
Yeah. As we're winding this down, who you got for your idiot of the week?
Rudy Gobert.
That's fair. That's fair. That's a good one.
I also don't like Cat as well, just because he looks like a baby every time.
You
hear him get fouled, he's like, ah!
Cat's the fakest wannabe tough guy. Like in that playing game a couple years ago when he got this hard voice and was acting all tough, it's like, that is not you at all.
And then you hear him try to bait a foul, and he's like, ah!
Yeah. And you see the salute before game seven that he did?
Yeah.
That was all. Mm-hmm. I saw on Twitter, someone goes, everyone knows he did that to absolutely nobody.
Yeah, nope,
it's just he probably didn't.
That's why I'm Stars are the favorite to win the cup. God, we better win this series.
The fucking Rangers aren't even on the graphic.
Yeah. Wow.
My idiot of the week is a tie between us for deleting the last episode on accident. Yeah. And Officer Gillis, the dumb fuck that arrested Scotty Scheffler.
You didn't know his name, Officer Gillis?
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck you, Officer Gillis. We don't fuck with you, and neither does Scotty. Oh, man.
That's something that he should lose his job for, annoying police officers. He just never will.
Mm-hmm. Never will at all. Well,
and then Lock of the Week, who you got?
Oh, yeah, we gotta say that. I've got a two-leg parlay for the UFC 302 on Saturday night. I like under 2.5 rounds in the main event with Islam versus Dustin Poirier. I think somebody either gets submitted, slept, or knocked out, one of the three. And then my second leg to that parlay is Sean Strickland moneyline, the fight right before the main event.
All right. I mean, I'll take your word on it. I don't watch UFC in the slightest, so I don't fucking know. My lock of the week, the Duke Blue Devils are going into Norman, Oklahoma, and they're beating them in the regional.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. No. OU is one of the biggest frauds in baseball right now. I actually can't believe that they went to the...
I thought you meant softball.
No, no. Well, they're playing both of them.
Yeah, we play them
but
in
Duke's
softball. But
Duke's the two seed in the Norman regional, and they are going to beat OU, and they're going to win that regional.
Yeah, I was reading that we had a really tough... grouping.
Yeah, y'all do. I was really hoping they were going to send LSU to y'all, because the last time that they could have with y'all going to, with us going to SEC, and that would have been awesome, but I still think Duke beats y'all. And I also think, y'all did surprise me a lot going to the Big 12 tournament, championship game, because I didn't think you'd do that. Because
we always seem to do well at the end of the season.
Yeah, but you won the regular season Big 12 tournament, or the regular season Big 12 title, but you lost the series to, the 2, 3, and 5 seeds, five teams. So it's all you did was beat up on the shitty teams, and then you lose to the good teams. And then you kind of went away, well, except for the championship game, you got your dick rocked by Oklahoma State.
Yeah, we did.
But I think Duke's going in to Norman, and they're leaving with that win.
You think they're taking the regional?
I do. I think the Duke's a pretty good baseball team.
All right. I guess we'll see. See you on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Because we play Oral Roberts on Friday.
Duke has to win their first first game. But
we got to win our first game, too.
And Oral Roberts is not an easy team. That's the 4 seed in y'all's regional.
Yeah.
I would have thought that was a 3 seed. That's not – yeah, y'all really have a tough regional.
Yeah, everybody was freaking out.
But, yeah, OU's not winning.
Yeah. No, they are. They're going to win the whole
thing. No, they're not.
We're going to the College World Series again.
Texas is going to come out of the College Station regional. That'd be awesome.
They're losing A&M, and you're going to cry about it.
Yeah, I've kind of come to peace with it. Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, they'll find a way to reel me back into where it'll ruin my weekend somehow, some way. Mostly because I fucking hate losing that team. I will say, I was glad that they sent us there, and I was wanting to get sent there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we lose, I'm going to be more pissed than if we went anywhere else and lost.
100%.
Like, us going there, like, we're essentially kind of playing with house money. Like, like nobody expects us to win outside of Longhorn fans. So, like what do we have to lose type thing?
Mm-hmm.
But the other side of that is they're just not a good fucking team. So, like, and we don't, and the problem is we don't have pitching and they can hit the ball. So, like, we could score 10 runs and we still might get fucking run ruled by them. So, like,
15 to 10.
So yeah, I'm nervous, but I think I am gonna enjoy it. And also another thing, we have to like win our first game to even see them, or probably won't even see them.
Yeah,
because they're playing Grambling the first game, they're gonna beat the absolute A&M's gonna beat the brakes off of them. We got to play Louisiana. That's not gonna be a tough game, so we got to figure out a way to win that.
Yeah,
and then if we could win that second game against them, the first go around.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like our chances, but we got to do it first.
Got to do it first. All right, ready to wrap up?
Yep. You got anything else?
Nope. I'm done. I gotta wake up early in the morning.
Yeah. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank y'all.